Simin Kuf Aleph Sif Beis. We'll try to finish Chatzi Charulis Gaba today. Just to recap on the questions, we'll see if we'll, Beis Hashem, be able to be Mavar our questions. We had the Kohn family that were making schnitzel. They borrowed a pot from the neighbor and they had three of their own pots and they made 50 schnitzels. At the end of the day, they found out that one of them, the one that they borrowed, was a Milchaga Ben Yomei pot. And a quarter of the schnitzels that they made are now Basar B'chalov. They're Abanar B'chalov Pachas. Are the schnitzels batel in the huge pan of all the 50 schnitzels? Are those schnitzels batel, or is there any way to make them batel, or are they considered Chaticha Rilis Gavi? Second question was, we have the Shlachtoys that has five different Shechtim, and they have a conveyor belt, and everybody shechts on the conveyor belt, and after they shecht for 2 hours straight, everybody checks their knives. One guy checked his knife, and he found out that it was nicked. Taka was not good, and therefore, you have to be matre of all the chickens that he shechted, but he only shechted 50 chickens, and the next four guys shechted all between them 200 chickens. It's batel b'roiv, chad b'trei. Or do you say, no, it's a chadich release kamet. Three, a woman bought bottoms from the store, and she found the shayla on one of them. The Rav said that one of them is treif. Well, she bought bottoms, you don't know where the tops are floating around somewhere in the store, so look, her, all the tops in the store now have someone, there's at least two tops there, two white pieces that are, could be anywhere in the world, could be in the store, could be anywhere in the world. The question is, what do you have to be chashish? Do you have to answer everything? So this has a little bit to do with Simen Kuf Yud. Maybe we're not going to fire everything, but L'chol Pachas, maybe anybody that bought from the store should have a problem. Four, a woman was making challahs, and one of them she wanted to say that it remained mezonos. Therefore, she put in margarine, or she thought it was margarine. At the end of the day, she found out that it was really butter. And now she has a milchaga challah. Is a milchaga challah a chaticha rilis gavi? Or is that considered balua? Or is challah not considered a chaticha rilis gavi? And five is the question that we have from all for the boss, that they mixed up 24 chickens and they found the shayla on one of the pupiks. And should the pupik, if the pupik would have been no good, then it would have been matter of all the chickens. Really only matter of one chicken, but that would make a problem for all the other 24, because it's a chaticha rilis gavi. Question is there, let's say the pupik would have been treif, and the whole chicken would have been treif. Is there any way to be machshir all the rest of the chickens that we should not have to throw them all in the garbage can? Okay. Take it from the top. Sif base. Ein lo din chaticha rilis gavi, elem isur machmas atzma. Like, or basa b'cholav, avol nezar machmas shekibla tam yisuf lehem v'samach avatlei, afilu misha serach atira atzminas nevela. Even not according to the mechaber. Even those that hold that we say chanan mishari surim, ein ladin chatiuch ilu iskabi. Afil v'chatiuch shlein nim lecho b'teilo, dein yisur machmas atzmo, right now, zama bulu abo. The shayla is, what's the hezber in this b'chol? What's the pshat that a chaticha, which is nesar mechmas chanan, does not have a din of chaticha l'skabit? The chayla, we say the din of chaticha l'skabit even by a din derabanan, even something which is asr min derabanan. So why chanan, which is isr derabanan, after this entire piece min derabanan, why don't we say chanan when it was kibla tam midaver acher? Seems to be two basic mahalachim in acherinim. One, the bach and the grain of mitzayin teis and kufches. It says ein hanesar yochal aser yisim min ha'isim. That the Nesar cannot answer more than the Oyser. The Haini, the Nesar is the Chaticho. Cannot answer anything more than the Oyser, and the Oyser is not really a Skabid, so the Nesar can't be really a Skabid. The way the Megillah's Sefer wanted to be Masbrit is that the word of Hanan is, that Hanan just makes, I don't know, it's really, it seems the Baalei Shulchan took this as a different shot. That the word of Hanan is, Hanan doesn't change the Eichus of the Iser. It doesn't change it, the piece of Heter into a piece of Iser. All it does is it says that the Isra that's here, it's magdil the kamas of the Isra. It doesn't change the Eichus, it just changes the kamas of the Isra. Even though all you have one piece of kosher meat which is tenzeisim, and one kezayis of nevela with nivla inside. So really only one kezayis of platas should be aser. Chanan says that tenzeisim of platas are aser. But it doesn't change it, it's not mahapechet to a different chetza. Since it's not mahapechet to a different chetza, so the chetza blibes Heter, it's not a chaticha isura. Just all the platus, instead of having one kezayis of platus isur, you have 10 kezayis of platus isur. But it doesn't change it, the mitzias. It happens to be that the Prima Gadim is Mustapik here, brought the, he quotes Rabbeinu Tam, V'dan, Noemek Yeshitas Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam that holds Tam Ke'iker, that it's Nepach HaHeter Lius Iser. The Loika Al-Kok Zayas Meheter. This is the Mishpat Tzayis Oiz Gimel. Ah, Beluah HaVirulis Kavit. He says, according to Rabbeinu Tam that holds Tam Ke'iker, and that when you have Tam in a Dover Heter, it changes the entire Heter to be a Chatichas Iser, and you're Loika on every Kizayas, vice versa, you must change the Metzias. And once you change the Metzias, it turns into a Chepta Yisurim, and in a Chanami, we're going to say it in Chanan, according to Rabbeinu Tam. Chatichas Iser, according to Rabbeinu Tam. The only problem is that in the Psicha, he says not that way. In the Psicha the Taruvis, he names them Kepshuta, not that way. He quotes, he says, L'chur, you could say that according to Rabbeinu Tam, that holds, you're like on every single one. We should say that it's considered a chatichah or l'iskavin. However, he says, Va'af l'man d'sever tam kikr ho yaloik al kol kezayis meheter. Even if he's a man l'meno tam. Afilu haki yurli de'ein ru'i l'iskavin v'leidamar d'basar v'cholav v'chiluk kal havim. Pashar achiluk. The mindset is not as if he's basar v'cholav. Basar v'cholav it turns into a chetzad yisura. Supposed to over here, even though the Torah asked her, didn't you're like on every kizayis, you're like off the top, but he didn't change the chefzah to chefzah di yisurim. The Chochmah Shleimah says a different one. Now, Goyis, on Simon Kuf Aleph, he says a different shot. He says, you don't say two chumras by their Rabbanon. First of all, it's a their Rabbanon of Hanan. Second of all, to say chatichah or l'skab, and you weren't machmer two chumras. Yesh Laim, if you're the Chochmah Zadam, the Chochmah Shleimah, what would be by bas b'chalav their Rabbanon? If you have oif b'chalav, that's only, Nesar, it only becomes Chanan, Midarabanan. So Nechur, it's only also Midarabanan. So Zechel Chanan is only Midarabanan. Even though it's a real Chanan, but it's only Chanan Midarabanan. Then Nechur, in such a case, you should be able to make a by Chatecha Liskabin. And the truth is, the Pre-Torah over here, and Eis Gimel says that. The Pre-Torah says, we see from the Rambam says that if Oif was Nesar in milk, and you added more Oif afterwards, then it loses the Sin Chanan. This is vice versa. We don't say that the Chatecha is Nepach to Iser by Basar Bechalo Darabanan. We'll have to bear this in mind for our Shaya. Okay. Most Paiskim say not like the Rabbeinu Tam, like the Pritaya, and they go that by Basar B'chalav D'Rabbanan is also a Din of Hanan. It turns it into a real Chepzid Yisurah like Basar B'chalav D'Raisa, and there is a Din of Chatecha Rizkabi. The Ramah continues, Kol Chatecha Shle Netzarakad Eklipa B'Telo D'Re Eklipa Inu Rizkabi. L'chur, the Pashas Mashmois of the Ramah is that klipa be'etzim is not a davar which is really scavenged. Ah, you might be able to find a case where if you cut it off and it's a big enough piece and you might be able... No. Klipa be'atzmusay is not a chatecha really scavenged. And let's say I find you a chatecha which is really scavenged, also it's bottle. However, the shach seems to go that in a case where the chatecha is really scavenged, then it's not going to be bottle. Yesh line, if you're saying that pshat in the Ramah, the pre-chadash says it lehendi, but that's the Ramah. The Ramah says, he's medayek in the Ramah. Kol chatecha shle netzarakad eklipa betila. Darei eklipa inu reilis kabin. Vice versa, if it would be reilis kabin, in a chanami, taka wouldn't be bottle. Mashma that the staka no machlekes b'metzias is a klipa reilis kabin, is not reilis kabin. In a case where it's reilis kabin, it's not going to be bottle. In a case where it's reilis kabin, where it's reilis kabin, it's going to be bottle. Case where it's not reilis kabin, it's bottle. And where it is reilis kabin, it won't be bottle. Now, this also applies, the Chochmah Zadim says, this doesn't apply just to g'day klipa. It applies also k'day netila. What someone says also k'day netila. Now, there's a big difference between k'day klipa and k'day netila. K'day klipa is this thick. Thick as paper. As long as you can take it off in one chaticha, it all comes off together, and it can be paper thin, that's a k'day klipa. K'day netila is the oivi of a etzba. That's a lot thicker. Now, you could have a geshmaka piece of meat, which is the oivi of a etzba. L'chur. Nevertheless, Chochmah Zadim says, nearly that it's not... The Rosh Hashanah says a similar thing. But like we're saying, according to this pre-chadosh, that's saying that b'das d'ramah, in a case where it is really scabbed, it's not going to be bottle. So if you have it, the netila is going to be really scabbed. Everybody's going to agree that it will be considered chatecha really scabbed and will not be bottle. Agav, the Beis Halevi, that we mentioned last chabur, and we'll mention again in this chabur, Beis Hashem, a little further on, is wants to be told that there's a machlekes rishonim. We said that there's a machlekes rishonim when the Gemara says shani chaticha hoyel roi l'skav bo lefnei orchem. The Gemara daf kufa medalef. Was the Gemara saying a chaticha roi l'skav is considered a davar chashiv and Chazal said that a davar chashiv is not batal, or the Gemara is saying that chaticha roi l'skav is just nichlal in the rest of the esher darkim limanis? The Gemara says lefnei rish lachis and holds kol shadarkim limanis. we understand why chatich is not bottle. Because sometimes it's counted. Well, if you don't remember, it's going to be that it has to be always counted, always a davar shebeminyan, then why is the chaticha not bottle? And that's the Gemara says, shana chaticha very lisyabel lefneir. Mashma, this is the way the Rosh and the Rash learn, Pasha's tesis also, that a chaticha, shani chaticha lisyabel, that is considered something which is a davar shebeminyan, always, it's always counted. This is a machlik, is whether or not chaticha lisyabel is like a davar choshev, like burial, ukidayimim, there's that chashiyus. Or no, it's a davar shebeminyan. Says the Bezalevi, lechur, there's an afkamina by kedei klipa. If you understand that it's a davar choshev, so you can say that a kedei klipa can be considered a davar choshev if neatmai. Masha'inkin, if you understand that it's a davar shebeminyan, when it's attached to something else, it's part of one chaticha, you only when you have different chatichas, you can say that this is considered a davar shebeminyan. When it's a chelik of the chaticha, which is heter, says, Ken Zan, it's very hard to say that's considered a davar shebeminyan. What about it's a davar shebeminyan? If you take it off, it's a davar shebeminyan. Right now, it's not a davar shebeminyan. If you understand that the word is a davar choshev b'fnei atzmai, so it is a davar choshev b'fnei atzmai. It's got attached to something else, but in and of itself, it has its own chashivus. Mashing it's a davar shebeminyan, in and of itself, doesn't have its own davar shebeminyan. You look at the entire piece together. This is V'yesh Lahayim. That's in Chelek Beis, Lamed Dalet, Oisir Beis. The Taz brings up a big shayla here, when you get the Gvinus of Akum. Or Gvinus Akum. Agvinas Akum Shinas Arva, is that considered Chaticha Rilis Gavid? So Bechlal, there's a Shaila brings up whether or not a Chatichas Akum, Agvinas Akum is considered, Gvino Bechlal is considered Rilis Gavid. Maybe Gvino, says the Marshal, it's not something which is, Eine Chashuva Kokach Lech Lobokit Esviyah, Shei Koshe Leguf. Uprat Me'achar, Shekam Bnei Adam Enoich Lenu Sefer Lidei Etchak, people that are lactose intolerant can't have cheese Bechlal. It's not something which has a Chashivas. For sure, you can't be Sevea for now, Lechura, even though Mashal is going to be maskim, even though, like we mentioned to a few people in the Chabura, even though the Torah says that Lechem is supposed to be in Lisboya and Basar is Lechol, and Rashi points out from Chazal that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave the Mon, it says that the Mon is Lisboya and the Slav, which was Basar, is Lechol. And Rashi says, because Lim the Torah Derechera, you're not supposed to be or eat Basar the Seva. You don't sit down to three pieces of schnitzel without having any carbohydrates. That's not the way that you fill yourself up. You're supposed to have also protein, also carbohydrates. You're not supposed to have just your Atkins diet. What? You're not supposed to just have basar. So, it's also not eating the seva. Kum to is that basar is not eating the seva either. But it's not because it's a lack of chashivas that's not eating the seva. Gvino doesn't have a certain chashivas, you can't eat the seva. Mashiachin basar betzim, you could eat the seva. Just, people don't do it because that's their acheres. That's it. We're going to have al chashivas. Now, the shayla that came up really, there's really four shaylas, which at the end of the day it seems like there's only machlokes when you get to one of them. There's four shaylas. There's gvina that was huamad bechelev trefo. What does that mean? That you took a little bit of cholov trefo, cholov that was inside of a cow that was yoinik, a young cow, inside its cable. After you shech the cow inside of its cable, there's milk that it was yonik, and that milk is very charif, and it has the achilis to curdle. It causes other milk to curdle and to turn into cheese. That's huamad b'cholav trefa. If that egom was a trefa, and you took that milk from its cable, and you put it into other milk, and caused it to curdle and to turn into cheese, that is gvina shahumda b'cholav trefa. That's the first case. The second case is Cholav shehum ad bekebas trefo. That you put the milk in the kebah of a trefo. Forget the milk from the trefo. You put the actual milk inside of the stomach of the trefo. The third case is cholav shel behemat meya. Cholav that was used, was made from a, I don't know, if you ma'ariv regular milk and milk from a chazer, milk from, I don't know, milk from a camel, from a horse, from something. So then gvina that's made from that, that also is zikr aser. Now in these three cases, everybody agrees at the end of the day, there seems to be a little misunderstanding in between them, like this guest points out, but everybody seems to say at the end of the day that these are not considered chaticha rilis gavid. Why? Because it's just considered blias. There's blias of the kebab, there's blias of the cholov, a little bit of cholov that was maimonid. There's the milk of the camel, is bechlal doesn't even turn into gvino. There's only a little bit. That's zecher not considered davar chashiv. Everybody agrees that the gvino that's made out of it is not considered a chaticha rilis gavid. The part which is also is not chaticha rilis gavid. The only shaila is is the last case, and that is Stam Gvinas Akum. Stam Gvinas Akum, that you don't know if it was Nesarev milk of a Dover Asr or not. Is that Asr Ba'atzmari, like the Isravatr says, the Chazal were Gezer on Gvinas Akum, regardless of whether or not there's any milk that's Asr inside? And that's how the Isravatr goes. And that is happens to be the Pashas Mashmoyas Lachar the Shulchan Aruch, that even in the case where you know that it was not made from anything usher. Gvina Shaiv the Kechavim, Kuftas Vav Beit. Gvina Shaiv the Kechavim, Asrum Hariv the Kechavim, Asrum Ripnesh Mamidan is number Arkeva Shitasam, Shinavela, Vafilo Hamidu Batsavim Asurum. Bechain Aminu Gvina Lifit together, says the Ramah. Now I know that even if you know that they're remembering it not in a Dover which is Asr. Nevertheless, Chazal Asr Gvinas Akum. Stam Gvinu. Memela, it's considered Asr Machmas Atzma. But that says no. It doesn't have a Be'etim Isr. The Isr is because there's always a Chash. Maybe it's a Trefa, maybe it's this, maybe it's that. And that's only Sophic. Memela, it's not a Isr Machmas Atzma. It would only be considered Balua. And therefore, it doesn't have a Dinah Chatikri Liskabin. And therefore, it's going to be Batal. La halacha seems that most of the poiskim paskin, like the shach who's trying to come to Taz, and this v'heter, that stam gvinas akum is be'etzim considered osur machmas atzmai, and therefore it's going to have a dinah chadikul eskabin, it's not going to be batal. However, the Aruch HaShulchan says, the mokum hefsid, yesh lachol, there is what to be makel, there is a taz, and memelo, the mokum hefsid you can be makel, even though me'ikr the dino, we're going to paskin that. Like the Kudus Gesin is Meheter, that is considered Isser Machos Atzma. L'chura, any cheese is going to be considered Machom Hefse, L'chol HaPachas. I don't know if it's going to be Hefse Merubo, L'chol HaPachas. The Choshev cheeses that we have a Shailon, Zichar, are going to be considered a Hefse, if it's not going to be bottom. That is. No, if it's doing the Sarah, you're going to have to throw one out. That's going to be considered a Hefse, L'chol HaPachas. Hefsim Moed. Sif Gimel. There is Machlekes between Machlekes Yushenim, like the Beis Yosef brings out all the different Shitas, and there's Machlekes between the Machab and the Ramah Paskin. What's considered a Chatichur Liskavit? Does a Chatichur Liskavit have to be something which is Roy to be served right now, or is a Chatichur Liskavit, even if it's not Roy to be served right now, in the future it could be served? Says the Beis Halevi, this is telling the same Machlekes that we said before. The Fi the Manavah that holds that Chatichur Liskavit is a Naya Beria of Davar Chashuv, it's because it's ready to be served right now, has a certain Chashivas, so that's only when it's ready to be served right now. It has to be cooked, it has to be cut to size. There's Machlekes Rishayim, exactly how far is it? According to everybody, if you're missing the garnishing, you didn't put on the spices or whatever, that's for sure considered Chatichur Liskavit, even though you wouldn't serve it like this. You first put on the barbecue sauce, whatever it is. Everybody's going to be there. That's not considered Mechusa Maisa Bechlal. The question of Rishonim is, what's considered Mechusa Maisa? Something, if you have a big piece that's already cooked and all you have to do is slice it up, is that considered Mechusa Maisa? Oh, it's Mechusa Rishonim. However, the Rush and the Rash, they hold not that way. They hold that Chaticha Reliz Kavid is just a chelik of a Davar Shev Minyan. A Davar Shev Minyan is even if it's not ready to be served right now. I buy this as a Davar Shev Minyan because I can cut it up and serve it to my guests. So even though right now it's not ready to be served, since after I pluck the feathers and after I chop it up and cook it, it's going to be really scavenged. I'm ready to serve it to somebody. But Mela right now is considered a chaticha really scavenged. The machaber goes like the Rajba that holds and the raw. It has to be cooked and cut to size. And the ramal and he brings down the yesh chokam b'chozeh, and that's the rush. And the rush would hold like the grain points out that even tarnagelus b'nei tzotza is to be considered not really scavenged. Says the ramal v'chino. Says the Rambam, "V'chein noyagim." Novat arigelus b'netzot z'mechuseret ma'aseh gadol. The noyagim boshi b'teima. Says the Rambam, "There were noyag like the Rosh Lachura, the Mashmoises. Were noyag like the Yish Cholkim, for sure, like the Yish Cholkim. The question is, who is that? Like the Yish Cholkim, except for arigelus b'netzot. So the question is, what does that mean? Who is he going like? There is nobody that holds like that Lachura. If you're going like the v'chein noyagim, the Yish Cholkim b'chuseret like the Rosh." The Rosh holds even by Tarnagelus b'netzotza, it's not considered a chatichur liskavit. It's considered a chatichur liskavit. How can you say Movat Tarnagelus b'netzotza? So the chur of the Mashmois is, especially if you look in the Darkei Moshe, that it's not passing like the Rosh. It's passing like the Shitas that hold that it has to be ready to be served, but anything which is, even if it's raw and big, that's just Mechusar Maisa Katan. Unless you have, it's Tarnagelus b'netzotza, that's Mamash considered Mechusar Maisa Gadol, that you're It's so far removed from being ready to be served that it doesn't have a din of chetichu l'iskandin. And that's the, like many pointed out, that's the mashmois of the goyim. The goyim in the Bira Bro, Oisi Gimel says, he says that we're passing like the Svar Rishenu, not like the Yesh Cholkin. We're passing like the Svar Rishenu, just the Svar Rishenu, the shittas that hold that it's dafka in a case where it's not mechusar ma'isa gadol. Once it's mechusar ma'isa gadol, in the Hanami, it's not going to have a chashivas of a chaticha rivis gabi. Now, we might be passing like the Ramah. However, there are the Prima Godin, we saw it, the Pesach Chuba brings down from Sam Sofer, and the Bade Shochan even brings down such a tzad from the Shvus Yaakov, that the Mokim Hesem Meruba, you could be Mekol, if, like the Mechaber. Now, let's say you have a big piece of meat, which is raw. So, Shaila, whether or not how much you need, were they Mekol in any case of the Mechaber, or Dafka when you have, it's also big and it's also raw. Much more in such a case, that was the case that Sam Sefer was talking about. If you have a big piece which is not ready to be served and it's raw and it's not cooked, then you'll be able to make over some merubah. Now, the Pesach Chuva and the Mishpat says, Vlad Tzarachin at the end of the day. He wanted to be makel, used it as a tzad lahakel, Tzarachin. The Sam Sefer used it lamaisa as a tzad lahakel, but there was also a tziruf another thing. The Bad Neshokha brings down from the Shus Yaakov that even without any other tzirufim, this in and of itself was enough of a svara to be makel. Yeshline, if we go like that, but lacher zicher sniff to be mekel. When you have a big piece which is raw, you could be mekel, and it's a hefsin meruba. You could be mekel like the mechaber. You could be mitzadet as another tzad. The shitas mechaber. First of all, it's not right. The Ramat is vechei noyagin, like the Prima Godin points out. It's not cut clear. It's clear cut that this is the way that he's going. But maybe since there's many other rishonim hold not that way, and the Ramat himself just says vechei noyagin. Therefore, b'malkam hefsin meruba. You could zikr be mitzarefit as a sniff. The only question is, if we're talking to be mitzarefit, what's going to be, for example, if you have a whole fish? It's not okay. It's hard to know what. Get out of case. Let's say you have lefidus. We're going to be talking to be machmer like the. We're going to be makel like the mechamer. So what would be in a case like many of the bnei chabur asked on current events? If you lekavit, you go to shop, right? And they give you lekavit the Thanksgiving, they give you a whole turkey. So kiyodua, you don't cut up a turkey and serve it. You bring out the whole turkey, you cook the whole turkey, and you bring it out to the table. So is that considered? Maybe that in itself, you're right. It's very big, and it's not ready to be served as is. But the ma'isa, this is the way that you're machaber people. This is the way you serve it. So over here, it's cooked also. So it's not so much that we'll be able to make a chalpah. You could ask, let's say, lefi the mechaber shita. Such a case where you bring out an entire chicken or turkey or shal shittis, you bring out an entire fish, a salmon, a white fish, something like that. That's the way that you serve it. So that is a chadish of this government. Or they say, no, lemaisa, you're not serving to each individual person. I don't have a raya, either way. Yishlayim, if you bring a raya from Karban Pesach. The Chagun Karban Pesach, they were tailing the entire thing together. And Pashas, that's how they served it. Kuyadua says, Kachem have to be eaten Lamashkel. It has to be eaten, maybe it's only Kachem. Yeah, sure. Kachem have to be eaten Lamashkel is a Lashon Gedula. It has to be eaten with mustard, Kedema, it has to be a Dabar Chashivas. So, come taste that they served this Karban Pesach, Reshe, Al-Krov, Al-Kirboi, brought the entire thing together. That's a real Chatech Relay Skam. Yishlayim. Lulei de Nesafina li b'yomer li, that's not considered a chatecha l'iskamet. L'mai said that's not how you serve it to a person. And though I don't have a raya, except for maybe Rebbe Bayatish, that's how they talk and serve this. He eats this. They serve him the zar fish. He eats his piece, and then the rest is shirayim. But Batim, that's how it is. That's how you. But Pashtus is not served like that. And Lulei de Nesafina, even though I don't have a raya as of yet, I would think that's not considered a chatecha l'iskamet. There's a big shayla of bismanim. The reason why a tarnigelos bnei tzasa is not considered a chatecha l'iskamet is because mechoser ma'isa gadol. Mechoseres ma'isa gadol, says the Rambam. Now bismanim, it's not mechoser ma'isa gadol. You go to the shlachtos and they put it through the shredder to the machine and it takes off its feathers in a minute. I remember we used to do it by the one in Meir Sharm. You do your over here, they have one? Yeah? You do your kaparas, and they stick it to the machine, 5 minutes later, it's worth a lot, even less. It's out, without a problem. Her is not machusar ma'isa gadol. Yesh Lion Tuva, because Mechara, even if Bizmanehem, if that's the way that people would do it, if a person had 30 servants and they would sit there, 1, 2, 3, and everybody yanks two feathers at the same time, and bang, the chicken's gone. That's not Mechasa Maisa Gadol. It is Mechasa Maisa Gadol, even though it took you 30 seconds. It's not the amount of time. It's how far removed it is from being served. This is considered, it's totally removed. That's what I would say, Kipshutai. However, the Baal Yishofet is Mitzadeh, he blives Sarachin. Not only that, he says over there, he says that even a keves ba'irei, he says, Bizmanenu, from what they tell me, the way that they do it, they stick it in a machine, and in a matter of minutes, it's totally skinned, and therefore, it's not Mechasa Maisa Gadol, Yesh Lain. I'm not sure. I think that's considered Mechasa Maisa Gadol. And it's for sure considered a Dover Mois. If Mois is Mafkiya, the Chaticha Rilis Gabi, it's Mafkiya, the Dover Shebeminim. A Dover Mois. Yesh Lain, it's a Dover Mois, it's very far removed. Even though it's Mechasa Maisa, it's maybe not such Mechasa Maisa Gadol because nothing takes so long, but that's Be'etzim Mechasa Maisa Gadol. Yesh Lain, the Maisa. Or we'll have to be mitzadin also when we come to Maisa at the end of the day. Tarshailas, we'll have to be, see how we come out. Now, what happens if it becomes a chaticha rilis yavi inside the terrain? Apabisha that akarshin is arva hisir ha-neisa, says the Ramah, nevertheless, once it's bottle, it's always bottle. We come up and give it with chilis ha-terrain, it's bottle, in chiz v'nera, the shach brings down, that's the smack. That if something cannot turn into chatich or liskabit inside the teredis. The question is, why not? We always say chaz v'ner. How come something can't turn into chatich or liskabit inside the teredis? So the Prima Gadol brings down here, ayin shach, kivin de ein tam. Ayin semitalites. Says the reason why we don't say chatich or liskabit, it doesn't turn into chaz v'ner is because it doesn't give tam. The whole var of chaz v'ner is that it's now considered as if it's nikar iser. When it's chaz v'ner, mimishayin minoy, and now are you tasting it, you're going to taste the iser. So it's nikar isra ar deyatam. That's why it's chaz v'ner. And even by mim v'mina you don't taste it. But shekinek day b'mim v'sheni mina you do taste it. And therefore Chazal said it's chaz v'ner. And even by mim v'mina yavish b'yavish, we saw in the rush, when it's the tois of iser, you add one piece of heter, in one piece of iser and 2 pieces of heter. Mim v'mina. And then you add it on more iser. So now you have 3 pieces of iser and 2 pieces of heter. Says the rush, that's ki'ilu hukar iser. And therefore it's aser. It's chaz v'ner. Why is it hukar iser? Because you have roiv iser here. It's kilu, everything they have in front of you is iser. That's kilu hukar iser. Now I knew that chaz v'ner makes it that it's hukar iser. But over here, I did a chaticha v'liskabit. When it turned into chaticha v'liskabit, the feathers came off inside of the taridis. So, but it's not hukar b'chol. There's no way, nothing, no iser was added. Nothing changed to make it into a hukar iser. You don't taste anything if you taste the taridis. Therefore, we don't say chaz v'ner. There's another reason that the great is ready Messiah over here. He says, what did he say in Siman Tzadi Tes? That the only time that we say Chaz V'ner is dafka by Ashir Daraisa, the Hainu. If you had Mimbishin Chazer that fell into potatoes, and you have Shishim Kenegin, so it's Bakal. However, if you add on more Chazer, so therefore, if you taste the potatoes or whatever it is that it fell into, the Shaini Mina that it fell into, you would now taste Isser, which is also Midaraisa. You don't have a Shir Daraisa to bottle it, we say Chaz V'ner. Mashainkin, my Shir Darabanan, let's say Truma fell into Chulin, and there was 200 times in. And a little bit of Truma fell in, and now there's only 98 times in. So you don't have the 100 that you need. In such a case, we don't say Chaz V'ner, because it has the Din Daraisa to bottle it. It has the Echad Be, it has the Roy, Chad Betray. It's only missing the Darabanan. Now that it's Chaz V'ner to the Darabanan, we don't say Chaz V'ner. Dainu, Chaz V'ner is only said by the Daraisa Shir, not by the Darabanan. But Mela, Chatich Rilis Gabin, is only Din Darabanan, with the Daraisa's bottle, therefore we don't say Chaz V'ner. Now what's going to be, interesting Shaila, if you have a Chatich Rilis Gabin, something that's not a Chatich Rilis Gabin here, it fell inside, and it's not a Chatich Rilis Gabin, but if you bring it somewhere else, it will be a Chatich Rilis Gabin. Schnitzel in America. You brought it to Eretz Yisrael. Shema Shavu Pruta B'Madai. Because you have your tomorrow that fell inside something else, and it's Shavu Pruta B'Madai, it's a Chatich Rilis Gabin. Is it going to turn into Chatich Rilis Gabin? Zecher not. According to what we're saying now, for sure not. There didn't even change anything. For sure it's not going to be turned into Chatich Rilis Gabin. The Shal is the other way. That's how Naftali was murdered. What's going to be the other way around? You have something which is a Chatich Rilis Gabin, and therefore it's not bottle here. Can I take it to a place where it's not going to be chatzicha ruvus yavi, and then it'll be bottle? Is that considered bottle? Is it chatzicha? What's that? Maybe that's considered bottle. Is chatzicha? So the truth is, we do find that a chatzicha could become ice chatzicha ruvus yavi, like the Prima Gadol says that if chatzicha ruvus yavi starts getting moldy, you leave it for 2 days by itself without touching it. It'll turn into ein chatzicha, which is not really scabbard anymore. Even though you didn't do anything, it still loses the status of chatzicha really scabbard. You didn't cut it or anything. But over here, you're changing something. Lamaisa, you're moving it from one place to the next. Maybe yishlein if that's considered matlis chatzicha. And lechlal, I think even without that, what's the vart why a davar pasha is not bottom? So we saw that the eshkol brought down mipnei zeichrei, because you remember it. You always know that you have your davar pasha inside. And therefore, we don't look at it as a chelak of the terrorists. It's not, it can't become bottle. So now that you take it to America, to a place where it's not really scabbard, therefore it's not kashrut for you anymore, you have your davar kashrut inside. You got to go out to a place where it's not kashrut anymore. But for you, it was kashrut when it fell inside. And if you give it to somebody else, the chelak also is the same thing. It's daiti lavei. I think that in a time in such a case, that can be bottle. Aside from Rabbi Meir, if that's considered bevat wa'eslech tchila, what would be the nafgamina? The nafgamina by it's in the Rabbanan, according to a sign, according to a Mechab, or a Hefzim Ruba. Then, Ma'atlas is a Chil, there would be no Isser, but out of this, Lachar, it would still be another Siba, why it shouldn't work. What's that? Sorry, is how you were planning on shipping it there. Yeah, you're lying. Yeah, Kenzan. Okay, Siv Dala. Shuman Akanta in the Royal Iskavid. Now, the Shailam Nachrainim is, like the Prima Gadol brings over here, why are you telling me that? Shuman Akanta is not Royal Iskavid. Kanta is the part of the Meyayim, is the Kishkas of the Behemoth. The Shuman is not Royal Iskavid. Well, for sure the Bnei Meyayim are not, because we know that people that Bnei Meyayim are not considered people, Bechlal, as we saw in the Torah in Kofir. But the Shuma L'chol Pachas is eaten by humans, nevertheless not considered Chatichu L'Iskabit. Why is the Mechaber telling me this? That's what the Achreinim ask. Maman of Shach, if in my day that is a Chatichu L'Iskabit, you don't have to tell me. And if my day is not considered a Chatichu L'Iskabit, then even if you told me, it's not going to help anything, because my day is not. And that's how the Shach goes, HaKol Afiyah Mokam V'Azman, everything is Tali in HaKol Afiyah Mokam V'Azman. Says the Minchas Yaakov, he brings down two tzadim. He says, Ken Zayin, anything that the poiskim were kaveya is considered chatichu l'iskabin, is considered chatichu l'iskabin forever. Even if bizmaninu it's not, it's always considered chatichu l'iskabin. And the second side is, no, they're telling you, misama, this is considered chatichu l'iskabin. If you know it's not considered chatichu l'iskabin, it's not a problem. The first side is l'cherv, very hard to understand why it should be considered chatichu l'iskabin. L'cherv bizmaninu, it's not really l'iskabin. So it was really l'iskabin, terrific, but now it's not. So what chashivas does it have? But how do we go lemaisa? Says the Prima Gadol, "Uvimili derabanan al kapanim kreifin abeis roilistik." L'chol apachas, uvimili derabanan. We should pass in like the second tzad that if it's not chashiv now, then it's not. It doesn't have a chashivus. L'chol the pasuk mashmoris the Prima Gadol is that al chaticha haruiliskabed, which is aser only miderabanan, is going to be bottom. But a chaticha liskabed, which is aser mideraisa. In a chanami, that's not going to be bottle, even though bizmaninu is not chashiv. However, the Derech HaTshuva says not that way. He quotes, and this is how the Machzis Shekel goes also, that's the Shach. He says, he means to say, chaticha haroi l'skabit is only asr midarabanan. So since chaticha haroi l'skabit is only asr midarabanan, mamili, or he's going to kulam. And therefore, bizmaninu, that Shuman Akanta will not be served, no one will be called dead serving this to anybody. Therefore, it's not considered a chaticha haroi l'skabit. And Lamaisa, that's the way that the Shach goes la'alocha, that's the way fast in the Prima Gadol. Pakines la'gdele la'gois be'sesiv, kosav teiva atzosei shal Shach, da'akol afi ha'mokim la'azman, that's how most person go, that it's akol afi ha'mokim la'azman, and that means that if it's chashev for us now, even if it wasn't chashev then, it's chashev. And if it's not chashev for us for now, even if it was chashev for them, it doesn't have a chashivas for us. Now, with regard to grievance, which is these chatichos of or avza that start off big and cut to small, says Says the Mashal, says this of a heter, Im nechta chaor shal avoyz v'retuas, v'atel chashivusay. That it only has chashivus when it's big and not when it's small. Now, there's two things that are sure with that. The first thing that he said, and the second thing that he said. The Mashal asked on the first thing that he said. You said that it only has chashivus when it's big, not when it's cut up. In fact, the Mashal, what chashivus does it have when it's big? The chashivus of something big is only a chashivus because you can cut up to something small. The Hainu. Kevesh sholim. Why does it have chashivus? Because you could cut it up into chatichas are really escaped. Its chashivus is because you can cut it into chatichas that are smaller. But if when you cut it into chatichas that are small, it doesn't have chashivus, so when it's bigger, it also doesn't have chashivus. That's the effect of Rashaal. So you said it has chashivus only when it's big, it doesn't have chashivus when it's big. The Taz, that's on the second side. That what you said, when you cut it up, it's bottle of chashivus, that's not true. When you cut it up, it's not bottle of chashivus. How do I know? Because we serve it to Anashim Chashuvim. Says in the Kuzda Kesef, you're right, we serve it to Anashim Chashuvim. However, you don't serve one to Anashim Chashuvim. You serve a bunch together. And since each one individual is not considered a chatichah to Iskabit, therefore, it does not have a chashivus a chatichah to Iskabit. Now, Yesh La'ayin, Shanim Letaz. What does he mean? That one by itself is a chatichah to Iskabit? Or all of them together at Nihli Iskabit? The Hainu. If one piece of Griven falls into a Chavit, or wherever it is, into a Tarivis, is that in and of itself Chatichah Iskabit? Since if you'd use three together, you'd be Mechabit somebody? Or you need all three of them to fall into the Chavit by itself? That's one Shaila. Another Shaila is that if you're going to tell me, Lechira, that since all together they consider Chatichah Iskabit, then the Chori have the same thing. If you understand that rice is considered a chatichah to Iskabit, we'll get to it. Don't scream at me just yet. Lulei demistafina. If luyutur that rice is considered a chatichah to Iskabit, so that means that according to the Taz, every single granule of rice is a chatichah to Iskabit. Because if you have 2,000 together, then you're mechabit somebody. So each piece in itself is a chatichah to Iskabit. I found in the Machon Yerushalayim Shulchan Aruch in the back they have a Yalkut Mefarshim. And they bring down a Sefer Yeshua, Yeshua Babad, who says like this. He's matmi on the Taz. He says, "Haga atmecha, ha'im neima da'ir is echad, ochetichas kovid echad ma'oid derech shemachatkan letigun, v'shari dvarim kavasayu, v'shir mehem da'inim b'teilam machmas dimyeshna mehem kara me'ele ruli iskabid." Are you going to tell me that if you had a whole plate of rice, it would be ruli iskabid? So now they have one granule of rice, also it's considered ruli iskabid. Ze'ino ilal ladas. Now, if you understand that pshat on the Taz is that you need the entire, all the grieving together, so then it's not so schwer. You could say that if an entire plate of rice falls into something in a time, it's not going to be buffalo. One granule of rice, not. Rav Lechur, the Pash Nisvara, I would say that the Taz is trying to say, even though it's not Mavur in his words, if he means one or all three, I think Mistavra, that he's trying to say that one piece by itself is considered a Chatichah Liskavit. Dahainu, since you're mitzar, three of them together, you're Mechabit somebody with, therefore each piece has a Chashivus, and even one piece by itself would not be batal. Now, la'alacha, the place came down on, like, the Nekudas Kesef, the Shach Nekudas Kesef, that it's dafka, a piece has to be roi by itself, but if you take a bunch of pieces together, it's not roi. And memelo, even if you're going to serve somebody pieces of schnitzel on a skewer, and all together they're going to be chatichah l'iskabit, or you're going to serve meat sliced up into thin slices, roast beef, something, slice it in a few slices, then lechura, that would not have a chashivas by itself, and since only when you serve three pieces together, ukadema, by itself it doesn't have a chashivas. I saw in the back in the Mechon Yerushalayim, they bring down the Tshuva Me'ava, that he quotes the Hilchos Ketanis, he says, Shenishal al beis chatichoy she'im kolech liskabid, v'shteim yachad rei liskabid. You have two pieces of meat, each one by itself is not roi, when you serve them together it is roi. Veheshiv. The shlish will reveal le shamanu v'ein kovid le chatzayin. No such thing, you know, you only have kovid. Remela, it's only when you have a ganza, a shtik fleish, that's a chashivas, a chatichah l'iskabit, but each piece by itself does not have a chashivas. Now, this, that pieces by itself don't have a chashivas, is dafko when each piece is by itself. But if you take a lot of pieces by themselves and you cook them together, ukademin, then in Chanami, it could have a chatichah l'iskabit. It doesn't have to be something which a Kadosh Baruch Hu made by itself. It could be something which you made together to be one piece. For example, if you made pas, that's made out of flour and water and salt and eggs and sugar and whatever else is inside. Either it's 10 different things together, each one is not a chatichah l'iskabit, but together it's considered a chatichah l'iskabit.
Raya Ladavar,
the Kreplach. That everybody's handling. The Reis Yehuda, the Chavazdas, the Kachuma, and everybody's handling is Kreplach. Kreplach is made out of, it's a dough that has a little bit of Shmirzach of milk. It's really shallow. What happened inside? If you have Gvina inside, like the Chavazdas says, Pashas is not that way, you just smear a little bit of milk on top of it. Nevertheless, it's considered a Chatech Rulis Yavi. L'chor, according to this, is an afkamino if you make hamburgers or meatballs. They could be considered a Chatech Rulis Yavi. The only thing is that you wouldn't serve a hamburger to a Reach Nechbad. They still, L'chor, you would not serve a hamburger to a Reach Nechbad. No, that was No, it looked different. It looked like it was a piece of meat. No, that's what it was. It looked like it was a piece of meat. No. No. You wouldn't. That's first of all. And with regard to meatballs, you might. Meatballs are sometimes used as an appetizer for the main course. But you don't serve one meatball. You serve three or four or five meatballs together with some rice. That's, you know, your first course. We don't serve one meatball together. And if it's one meatball together and it looks like a hamburger, you don't serve that to them. What? Yeah, so according to the Taz and the Kanami, the meatballs, taka, each one with the afternoon, if you consider it to be really scouted. However, the way they're passing taka wonderfully. The shayla is, my only shayla was, what's going to be by gefilte fish? Gefilte fish you serve to everybody. To most kashrut person, you serve gefilte fish. Who doesn't serve gefilte fish to? You don't serve gefilte fish to all the pashas that come to your house? What? What? You don't, because you don't serve gefilte fish on every night. You never serve gefilte fish. Gefilte fish is, you serve salmon. But gefilte fish, I'm not saying fish which is went through the food processor. Gefilte fish has a certain chashivis to call yourself that, ki yadua. It says, there's an interesting Rashi. Rashi in Zeis HaBracha. Right? It says that by Zvulun, that everybody comes, when the Goyim come to Eretz Yisrael, they come in and they see, once they come to Eretz Yisrael for a business, they decide, you know what, let's go to the Beis HaMikdash. And you go to the Beis HaMikdash and they see that everybody's oivid le'loika echon, everybody's oichol maichol achas. Everybody's eating one maichol. Which maichol are they eating? Karbonis. Chalon, or gefilte fish, or kiyadua. Baseline. Okay, but everybody's going to, I mean, anyhow, the quality of is not considered, it's not, we'll see. Now it's a big shadow. What's considered a chaticha or this gabi? Is gefilte fish chaticha or this gabi? You wouldn't serve it to somebody as a main dish? A gefilte fish. Does it have to be the main dish for it to be chaticha or this gabi? Or not? Or something that you would serve in this setting is considered chaticha or this gabi? For example, a burek. You would serve a chaticha. They give it, even in America, as the appetizer before the main course. They put it down on a plate by itself, and they serve it to you. And by bar mitzvahs here, they give that, that's the only thing that they serve, by the kabbalah's punim. That is what they serve. Even to, no matter what Rosh Hashiva comes, that's what they're serving. Kiyodua, there was a certain bris recently that one of the people, they got meat instead of chicken. The zikhur is to all bring your eyes, the zikhur is to switch and give something else. Nevertheless, this they decide not to, and they decide to give a berekah to every person that comes. Then in Khanami, that's the chayra chadikhur liskabi. Yes, I know, maybe not. So, there is a darkei tshuva. The darkei tshuva says, quote a shochan gavoya, that says, that only something that you would put down in front of somebody by themselves has a din of a chaticha or l'skabi. But if you not serve it by itself, then it does not have a din of a chaticha or l'skabi. Which is mashma only something maybe like meat. You'd only serve a piece of meat by itself, like in the fancy restaurants, kiyodua. I don't know, but that's what they tell me. You order, they give you just a piece of meat. What are you supposed to eat? I don't know. That's what they give you, just a piece of meat. That's the chashivas, a davar chashiv. However, it seems not that way from most of what we've seen. The Haim. We've seen, first of all, when it got to Kreplach. I doubt Kreplach was the main course. And Griben is also, it's a nice side dish, but it doesn't seem like that it's the main course. The Prima Gadim brings down over here from this of a Heter that Chema, butter, is considered a Chaticha or L'skabi. The Yad Yehuda, the Tainas on him, he says, Bizmanenu, no one eats Chema by itself. You don't eat, just dig into it. It's tough. You smear it on bread. So therefore, it can't be a davar that's chashiv if it's always considered a tafel. But be'etzem to the rayon, he doesn't find it that it can't be considered chilul iskav because that's not your main dish. It's something that they used to eat. And we know that the ben bakar was the mashal says that was the other, that was davar choshen lashon. Chamel chayr was also according to that wasn't the main course. The main course was for sure the meat. It wasn't the chamel. Nevertheless, the lachayr has. They ate it straight, right? Even though, right, which goes shows that that's exactly what the people got to talk about. They eat it straight. Zichr, they didn't eat it together. You can't have bas b'chol because malachim eat only al-yidei fire. They put the problem with bas b'chol. We'll see. But in the same suit, maybe they don't like the zayar, and therefore it's not a problem. What's that? So the so maybe even according to the Darkei Tshuva, that's what I was thinking. Even according to the Darkei Tshuva, an appetizer is served by itself. Something that you would put down on the plate by itself is the chareg considered a davar chashuv. For example, a bagel. Usually by a Brit, they don't put out, okay, maybe the only reason they don't put out bagels is because they have onion bagels, they have plain bagels, and they don't bagel. But it's not like a challah roll that they put out on the, everybody gets their own bukala, and that's a davar chashuv they put out on your plate. Everybody gets a bereka, everybody gets a ukedeme. So even if you would serve other machashev, a bagel, when it came to your house, I don't know if you would, if you wanted, he'd sit by your house for breakfast, what are you supposed to serve him? The chayra, you're not going to serve him meat also for breakfast, also for lunch, also for supper. So if we're going to serve him, maybe you will. What's that? Yes, line if that's considered chadichrin iskamen. But the chayra, we don't see anywhere that it has to be the main dish. It seems that it doesn't have to be the main dish. As long as you're mechabed a person with it, then it'll be chadichrin iskamen. According to the Taz, baked potatoes, cut up fried, whatever it is, fried potatoes, if you're mechabed a person with that as a side dish, then 10 of them together is considered chadichrin iskamen. Or one of those 10 is considered chadichrin iskamen. No, raw potato? According to the Ramah, according to the Ramah, that holds that raw potato. If it's something which is chadichrin iskamen, according to this, that would be true. According to what? Well, we don't hold that way. What, serve a whole potato as a chadichrin iskamen? You would serve an entire. Yes. According to in a kami, you slice it up. Opens up. Kido. Oh, we'll have our culinary class after. L'chora, according to this, if chema is considered, then there's no reason that a potato should not be considered. If it's something which is eaten by itself, what should be the difference? And no one's chelik on the only manam that was chelik on this nisvet was Yad Yehuda, because he tines. That's not what we do now. He's eaten as a tuffle. It's not eaten as a lechur lefidus in a chanami. It would be considered chetichur niskam. Sif hey korkaban vechein sharbni ma'ayim any room niskamim, and they talk about what depends what type of korkaban. Korkaban of avoyz is considered. Then the marshal tells quotes a marshal that brings down a chachmei krakow. Chachmei krakow horu al basar avoy shel achozen shekurim buik afo fish hushata avoyz afo pike nikra habilik roi lechabi. Even though you took off the skin, still considered roi lechabi. Relinir is up to mashal shalik edin haru afo fish ha'emez b'mepem atalalu sharoi lechabi b'fnei orchim b'tzliel b'komokum achas hushata avoyz v'nito tifarto b'otum enech hashivis. He says it's batal chashivis. You're right. In some places there, it's still considered a maichel chashuv. But nevertheless, it's nittel tifarta, doesn't have a chashivis. Nataz and everybody else is matmion. What are you talking about? At the end of the day, it's chadichur l'iskaver. It's chadichur l'iskaver. What's your problem? You have a huge piece of meat, which is really a festa gishmaka piece of meat. You slice up a little bit. It still gives shmaka festa piece of meat. It's not chadichur l'iskaver because it was a bigger chadichur l'iskaver beforehand. What's the tzad that should lose the status of chadichur l'iskaver? So if you look at the pre-chadosh passing like marshal, and he says nearly. The pshat of the marshal is that al yudei that it's your mafshid it, you're talking not mechabit people with it. You're right, the piece of meat is a chashuv piece of meat, but you're not mechabit people with such a piece of meat. Mashal amal davar deyman. You have a steak. What's the steak with the sirloin steak with the With the piece, no. With a bone inside. Geschmacka. Rib steak, thank you. Rib steak. With a, and you cut out the bone. Or you cut a sirloin steak and you cut out the thing. Whatever it is. You cut out the. It's from the back, it doesn't have the. It's better? Well, if you don't need to get it, begin. Rib steak. And you cut out the piece of. You cut out the bone. The piece of meat, nothing changes in the piece of meat. Well, you wouldn't serve it to somebody like that. Right? The piece of meat is still a piece of meat which is chashuv. But you don't serve it to a person like that. That's what the Marshal is saying. You have this piece of this avoyz. You took off its tifarta. You took that eye. It's the piece of meat is still a piece which is chashuv. You're right. But that's not considered chatzicha v'liskamin. According to this, everybody, this is takano machlekes, and everybody would agree if you have a festive geshmaka piece of meat and you sliced off a little bit and you're left with a smaller piece which is still a chatzicha v'liskamin, even the Marshal is going to hold that that's considered a chatzicha v'liskamin. Sif Vav. Hold the bear chatzicha v'liskamin le'vatele dafka boidim shleimim. Avam nechtecho in Yisrasku ad shenev de terosam batli de silich hashimim. Now, what's considered Nisrasku? That's not exactly clear. The Chokmas Odom says Nisrasku is Nismacho. And that's how the Prima Gadim in Kuf, in the Kuf, quotes Risik, he quotes Rashi that says that. Rashi says, Ayin Rashi Bemakis, Risik means Miach Mikites. Rochim Mistaver. That's how the Prima Gadim goes, and it's smashed. That means that even if it's whole, but just smashed, that's considered Nisrasko, that it does not have its chashivas, that's nevda tzurosa. Does it have to be rolled over by a steamroller, that it's mamish a pancake? You have to be able to see its wings and not be able to see its wings? L'chur, as long as it's smashed and it loses its chashivas, that's not the chashivas of a barrier. Or a chatichur l'iskabar also, something which is smashed. You're not going to serve to somebody. Now, the Ramah says, "Vein chilik bein nisar b'minah shalig b'minah." Lafuki from the Isser v'Hetter says that there's a chilik between by chitichul iskabed if it's nisar b'minah she'inu minah. The same we find by David David Sheish Matir. The Taz says that there's taka no chilik. What's the reason that there's no chilik? What's the reason why there's no chilik between b'minah she'inu minah, but by David Sheish Matir there is a chilik? Says that there's katos. The Taz brings down, and this we have to bear in mind for the next simon. It's a very important teres chatas. Teres chatas says the reason why davar sheish matirin is dafke b'mino and not by she'in b'mino is because what's the far of davar sheish matirin? Acha techlenu b'iser, techlenu b'heder. Meila, that's only in a case where it's in sarav b'mino. If you have a piece of chicken which is aser, it's in sarav another piece of chicken, then you could say why eat the chicken when it's aser? Eat the chicken when it's mutter. But if you have a piece of chicken which is aser that was in sarav in the chalm, so what's going to become mutter afterwards? The cholent that was nesarim. You answer the cholent by putting in the piece of chicken. You know, it's going to be mutter tomorrow. Davar sheish matir is going to be mutter tomorrow. So what's going to become mutter tomorrow? The cholent is going to become mutter tomorrow. We don't look at it as if the chicken is going to be mutter. So it doesn't pass as far as achat dechlenu, is it dechlenu be better? Instead of eating the chicken when it's usher, eat the chicken when it's hetter. Here it's not that way. Instead of eating the chicken when it's usher, eat the cholent when it's hetter. We're not looking at the chicken individually. Once it's turned, it's nesarim shein minoy, it loses its own chashivas. We look at it as shein minoy. What is it in Saravin? It's in Saravin the Cholt. The Cholt is going to be heter. It doesn't have the same din of Chaticha Rei Liskabit, and therefore, Dafka by Nim Minoy, not by Min B'Sheinu Minoy. The Isser v'Heter Kanir understood that Saibet, the Dafka, even Chaticha Rei Liskabit, you could be Mechal between Min B'Minoy and Min B'Sheinu Minoy. Min B'Minoy, you have a Chaticha Rei Liskabit if you have one schnitzel, and you have 100 other schnitzels that are the same type of thing, this schnitzel doesn't lose any chashivas. You have more of the same thing. This one is no less chashiv than any other piece. You got to have a lot of the same thing. But one is not more less chashiv than that, the next one. Mashenkin, if you have a piece of schnitzel that was in sarim, it's a huge pot of cholent, so then it loses its chashivas, because we look at the cholent, we don't look at the piece b'fnei atzmai. It's this bottle to the greater taravis, which is something totally different than the schnitzel. The melo, dafka b'min b'minah has chashivas, and not by b'mishen, meaning. Sif Zayin. In nechtecho chaticha achas ein tevel noymer shal iser nechtach u'mizbatal v'kub mataras elo iser nechtecho bavan mataras in one shal. Says Reb Kiva Eger that despite the fact that if it got cut, you're not allowed to cut something up by itself because you're not allowed to iser l'chatchila, However, if the Chatei Chavir Litzkaben is only Asumi Darabanan, then according to the Mechaber that holds, you're allowed to be Vatal Issa Darabanan Lechatchila, then over here also, you're allowed to cut up Issa Darabanan, you're allowed to be Chaytachit, to make it into a Chaticho, into a Chaticho She'inu Rei Litzkaben. The Shaila is, can I ask the Sephardi to do it? It happens for an Ashkenazi, can I ask, for a Sephardi it's not Asumi to do it. Can I ask an Ashkenazi, ask the Sephardi to do it, to be Vatal Issa? For him, there's not a problem about the Issa Chatkila. By the Rabbanan, it's Mutter. What? Why is it different than a Goy?
Wow.
Well, we do find Chiluk in between Amir Lenochi on Shabbos and Amir to Yid on Erev Shabbos. Yeah, so Lachar, at the end of the day, it's Pashas, it's going to be a problem of Im Vatman Issa Chatkila. There's even a case in Simon Kuf Beis that the Primer Gadim brings down. That if imzimen echol lechol etzlay v'nesar of dover shenodelav chaveri be'in emina pach mishishim, if I invited Chaim Yankel to my house and Chaim Yankel made a neder that he's never going to have shvur neder, depending on whether he's not going to eat meat. The kitzur, the meat was nesar and the challenge pach mishishim. So a dover sheyesh matirin is only not potel. This is considered a davar shiyesh matirin. It's a you can be shown on this nether. However, davar shiyesh matirin is only napatul v'shishim in min b'minu. In mishen b'minu, it's going to be batul. But it's only usher for that guy. It's not usher for me. So I could add on more potatoes to my chalent to be mevatul for that guy, because it will make a shishim for that guy, and it won't be usher. Yesh lain yishar lohisib yadayim do l'didei shaya. For me, it's mutter. I can do it for you because for me, it's mutter. So for him it's Asr. So for me, over here the same case, it's time also. For the Ashkenazim it's Asr. So male, to ask a Sephardi, you can't ask a Sephardi.
Can I sell it to him and then buy it back?
Can you sell it to him and then buy it back after he cuts it up?
Yeah.
If you can get him to cut it up, and he's going to sell it back, it depends why he's cutting it up.
Yesh Lion,
if such a thing would be mutter. Unless you're doing Rabbois. There is an interesting, there's a Rishleima Kluger, this Rabbi Ephraim showed me, that the Darchei Tshuva says, the Tuv Tam Adas, Simon Reish Dalet, there's a lot of Simon Reish Dalets, I don't remember which one, I looked it up in the internet now, and I think it was second Chalik, Madur Yishenit, Shnia, Kusa, Rivio, I think it was in Chalik Bezer, Chalik Kimmel, Reish Dalet, that he tainas that the only that you're allowed to cut it up if you have a reason why you want to cut it up. For example, you were planning on making chicken salad out of little pieces of schnitzel or schnitzeloni, little pieces of etzbot schnitzel, and now this one of the pieces became aser and it's a chatich really scabid. You were side to side planning on cutting up beforehand. He says that's not a problem to cut it up. You're allowed to cut it up because the only problem is when you're going ahead to mivatal iser lechatchilu. But when your kavanah is not mivatal iser lechatchilu, kavanah to do something else, even though at the end of the day you're also mivatal, that's not a problem. Now, to decide to go ahead and change your mind, instead of having schnitzel and decide to make chicken sandwiches, ish lain if that's nechlal, I didn't see that in the tshuva. He was talking about shuman avoyis. He's talking about shuman. That he says it's much easier to fry it the way, what do they do with the shuman? They fry it. You can't fry such a big piece. It doesn't come out good. You have to cut it up into better, small pieces to fry it. So side by side, your kavanah wants to cut it up into smaller pieces. But maybe it's not a problem mivatal iser lechatchilu. Sif Ches. Yesh Lain if you pass like that. Sif Ches. We have Korkaban Sif Ches and Tess. Korkaban Shinim Tanokav in Asar Vaisa Tarnagelis Macheris, Madam and Shuman Akshiba Korkaban and Shuman Tarnagelis, and Mokay in Chibur HaKorkaban, Yim David Megami Machirin Acheris. Vechein Korkay Yitzim is there. Reish Keves, also similar. There's a question whether or not you need. Over here in the Sif Tess, it says you need that the Nimtu HaChaticha is very moist and Mechuvon is Yotha. You need that should be Sai, the cut of the head, and Sai, the color of the animals, should be Deima together. The Prima Godin, the Shach in Pei Gimel, is Mashma that you don't need both of them together. That as long as Chituchan Yotha, the Chituchan look the same, the Chituch look the same, then you don't need that it should be Deima the Mar. Now, Lechura, if you would take Yishlayin for Bikim, it sounds like these things we could be Bikim. Only certain things that are not mentioned, we're not Bikim. Atashin or Bikim Kokach, Ein lanu lahater, and Moshe hefresh gadol v'nikar. Okay. Something which is hefresh gadol v'nikar gadol, then should be mutter. As someone who's murdered, what happens if you take it to the laboratory and you check the DNA, and you're able to find out that the DNA matches up? L'chayr, that would be enough of a beer. Even though you're not mechuyif to, generally you don't have to check the DNA. L'chayr, if you have a way to mivar, yesh lanu, if you be able to mivar like that. Now, l'fi kol hanan, what comes out with our shaylas? We have the case of the Mishpachat Kohen. That, like the Olam HaZmarer, it depends if it's Mishpachat Kohen or Mishpachat Kohen. Go ahead. Are they Sfarim and Ashkenazim? L'chore, if they're Ashkenazim, then they don't have an Eitzim. Unless you hold like the Stuv Tam Adas, l'chore, in this case, they were making Shnitzel for Bris. So their Kavanah was not to make a chicken salad. So you don't have, they didn't have another Kavanah in mind. So l'chore, for them, would be Aser to cut up. Yesh la'ani though, we have a Pritar. The Pritar says that Basa B'chalav Der Abanan, like Oif Schnitzel B'chalav, doesn't have a din of Aser Machmas Atzma. So maybe we could be Mitzarf then as a Tzad L'Hakom. But that's only a Tzad L'Hakom. Especially since we don't pass with that. But at the end of the day, we have a Chlichur this guy that you can't cut up. So what are we going to do? The question is, can we give it to Sfarnim? Or if it belongs to Sfarnim? So if it belongs to Sfaradi, L'chor, we have the Machab over here that says, the Rukivik here that says, you're allowed to cut it off. Which would mean, you would also, L'chor, be allowed to serve it by bris, that they're going to be able to cut it off. Because if it's Sfaradi, should bris, serve it, everything's going to cut it off, but it's going to eat the entire schnitzel by itself. The only problem is, L'chor, Yish Lain, that we have a Rukivik Eger and Simon Tzadi test. Rukivik Eger said in Simon Tzadi test, that if you were Mapul, the Isser inside, then you can't, then even according to those that hold you, you'll have to be moisiv onto the Isser to be mevapalit by the Rabbanan. If you were the one that was mapalit inside, then we don't give two kulas. That you were mapalit and to be moisiv. So in this case, you were mapalit inside. You had, you're right, shaggy. It wasn't the das, or it was shaggy. It didn't fall inside. You had four people making schnitzels, and they went ahead and they dumped it all into the main pan afterwards. They didn't know that it was Aser, they only found it afterwards, but you did it, B'shegi. L'chur, in such a case, you don't have the heter of the Mechaber that you're allowed to be Moisev Isser. If you don't have that heter, then you don't have the Kivager either. Then you're allowed to cut it in half. Then L'chur, even the Svarim, would not be able to cut it in half. Because, what?
Only the person who didn't live in multi-ethnic.
No, who said that they were making such a case? That which they said that you're allowed to be Moisev is Dafka, where we're only giving you one Kulam. That if somebody's, what? It was a Shegi. It was a straight Shegi.
The problem is you have two shaggy. If you put it in, then you can't have the second kula. But if I put it in, why can't you go in?
Because Chazal didn't matter you to be Moisef b'shaggy unless there's only one kula. So according to the Baal Shach wanted to say, because you're the one that caused this, if you give it to somebody else. But if you understand, like the Talmud, like the Shulchan Gibberim says, that they didn't give two kulas. Maybe over here also they didn't give two kulas. You're right that it's somebody else. But Lamaisa Chazal are being makel with two kulas here. They're saying, first of all, you threw the Isser inside. Second of all, we let you add on. So Yesh La'ayin L'chur, if there's going to be any way to get out, unless if we're going to tie it, that maybe Schnitzel is not considered Chedichur in this Gavur B'chal. Maybe Schnitzel is not considered Chedichur in this Gavur. L'chur, the way we come out, L'chur, if it's a dover, it doesn't have to be the most chashur of Michael. You would be mechaber a person that comes to you. It doesn't have to be the most chashur person either. Or adam nechbad, you would give them a schnitzel. That lechur would be considered chdikr in this kavin, and it would not be bottle. Yesh lain, in such a case, the only thing that we'd have, if their plan was to make it's bo'ot schnitzel, then maybe we have the shalom klubin that says, that since it's not your kavanah just to be mevatle, you had it a different kavanah also, and in echanam, it's not going to be mutter. Now, by the shlachtaris, that it's all in this arif together. So l'chura, it was all in this arif together, everything is benoitzis. Afterwards, at the end of the day, they come and they find 550 chickens all together in a huge vat, huge whatever it is. They're all together with their feathers. So l'chura, it's not going to be bottled. Not only that, the Prima Gadim says the Simukov test, like Rabban was showed me that you could even do that. Don't check the trafis till they're all in the sarf together. That way we won't have any problem. Or he says, what happened about the lister? The lot of will do the decay. You don't even have to check the mayayin, really. Meo, Elas, is game, the gamblavi, so secrecy. Yesh lain is lechatchila, one should do that. Question is over here, you have a rave, al a rave, you don't have hazir bas a rave. Most of the time you don't have a problem, you don't have a problem, he doesn't nick his knife, and therefore there's no shayla. Therefore lechera, you don't have to worry about it. The only thing is, if you're going to go like this Bali HaShulchan, that nowadays, the fact that it has noitzis on it, is not mafgir lechatchila this kavin, then it's still going to be considered a chatchila this kavin. And if the feathers were already taken off beforehand, we saw the Prima Gazim says that if it was only Noida the Isser after it was already turned into a Chatichu in this Kaab, it's also not going to be Bakal. And not only that, there's an interesting Prima Gazim in Simukof Yod that says, what's the din if you have a chicken with its Noitzes? But with one little slice, you could open its belly and take out the Kovit, which is Roy this Kaab. You don't have to defeather it. It's not like the actual chicken. I'm taking out one of its internal organs. Then in a Chanami, those things are not going to be Bakal. Kumtais, you have the head of a cow. You could just cut out the tongue of the cow. You don't have to defeather, take off, singe its hair, or whatever it is you're going to do to it. You could, even without that, it's considered slachura, yesh lain, in the shlaptais, if you have to go ahead, fascists were going to hold that kaved, one kaved by itself, it's not going to be chadikh with this kaved. And a wave, the Prima Gadam says, it's kosh l'shikcha, and therefore it's not considered chadikh with this kaved. Even though the chavetzah sign is that for women, maybe it's not a problem, because the chavetzah. Because women are not chayiv, no. Therefore, it's not a problem of kosh l'shikcha, as opposed to men. Leiv is considered kosh l'shikcha, says Prima Gadol. The first time considered this kav. That's with regard to the shlachtos. With regard to the woman that bought her bottoms from the store, it's a little bit to do with kufyud, like was mentioned. However, yesh l'tzadeh that b'mokem hefsan ruba mo'id. You get tired of that if you have. Maybe you could be samech b'mitzadeh that, first of all, maybe chicken is not considered a chtichu l'skabit. Once there's a chicken, it's not considered a chtichu l'skabit, if it's not considered. But even without it, kiyadua, it wouldn't serve by chasam in America, depending where you are. But we always have the mechaber to rely on, b'mokam hefsa meruba, that a raw piece of meat, maybe we need that it should also be big, but a raw piece of meat is not going to be considered a chtichu l'skabit, since it's not ready to be served. So yesh lain, in such a case, if in the store, so we're not going to get into so much the shayla of the people that bought already, the people that didn't buy, the application or not. But makom hefsan ruba, hefsan ruba ba'id, maybe we could be mitzadei, if we have another kula also, to say that we pass them like the mechaber. The what was the last case? The woman that made the challah. The woman that made the challah, that was milchik, so l'chur milchik a challah, there's no reason that it should be considered a chadichur l'skabi. Agan tzah challah, l'chur, besides maybe it's considered a davar choshev in Simen Kof Yud, the fact that it's made from other things together is not mafki as chadichur l'skabi. The truth is that you made it, the entire, it's different. This is like Venus Akum. Chazal aser milchik a bread. So the entire bread is milchik, it's aser. It's not like Glias Isser. The aser is the entire bread. What would be if it was made with oil that was aser? Arla oil of olive oil. Olive oil that was arla. So there, yesh lain, is that considered blias? Or is that considered as a chiluk of the actual bread? Maybe there it's not considered blias because you knead the bread together with oil. And therefore it turns into an entire thing. It turns into the cheftza of the bread is made with shemen. And therefore, we can say nothing for this coming. And the last shayla that we have is the all for the boss. Now, lachur the pupik, if you'd be able to match up the pupik with the rest of them, so in a chanami, if it was clear of the chituchu b'mare, then you know which chicken it came from. The problem is that in the story, it's mashma that was ready to be feathered, and they were holding by the melicha, but the zikha wasn't cooked yet. So it's Mokam Hefsa Meruba, you have 24 chickens, and Mama's tired face was swimming before my eyes, as it says in the book, and it was the day beforehand, and it was Hefsa Meruba, Erev Yom Tov, right, it was Shleil Shana Rabba. And that zikr, Ein Lecha Shas Atzerach Kod Miza. So maybe it could be Mitzadeh that, since it's raw, then it's not considered a chatich rilis kabin. Welcome back to Ruba. If we have another tzadim mitzvah, I know if the pieces of the chicken were not cut up yet. What's that? If Malicha is not considered Mechutz Lemaisa, it's Bechlal. If it's big and it's raw and it's after Gadol, then if we have this Shmas Yaakov, maybe it'd be Seimachon. If you can match up the Popik, terrific. If not, then you better bring it to the laboratory and find out which one it's from.